With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
They'll say the Nats have no chance against the Astros or the Yankees, not after a seven-day layoff and not against a 100-win team out of the American League. Okay, let's roll the baseball out and see what happens. They didn't have a chance on May 24th, and they certainly didn't have a chance going up against Josh Hader down a couple runs at Nats Park. They didn't have a chance against the Dodgers, and they fell behind 1-0 before getting even 1-1 and fell behind 2-1 before getting even 2-2. And then they were down 3-0 in the decisive fifth game. And they were down 2 runs when Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw was on the hill, who closed them out in the division series in the past and closed out the league championship series last year. And then they went back-to-back with Rendon and Soto. And then they certainly didn't have a chance to make quick work and sweep the Cardinals. So now they won't have a chance against the American League team either. Let's just see what happens, shall we?
I'm a big see what happens guy on this one.
Let's roll the baseball out and let the boys play.
Either team on paper, by the way, is better on paper than the Nationals, especially after a week layoff. I'll take my chances. Thanks.
Cool.
I'll be in the World Series. Thanks. We'll be watching those games. Please and thank you. A lot of teams aren't there. In fact, there'll be 28 teams not invited to that dance.
Let's go to Ed in Springfield on Grant and Danny. Hello, Ed.
Hey, afternoon, Eric. How you guys doing?
Eric, how are you, buddy?
Eric, sir.
It's okay. Do we have chicken or do we have eggs? I don't know. I forgot.
We now have chicken. We can confirm chicken. We have the arrival of chicken.
Yesterday, we only had eggs.
Only eggs. Lots of eggs.
But as of about 11 last night, they hatched and they're beautiful little chicklets.
We've got chicken.
Oh, excellent.
Now's the time for you to go. Oh. Is that all you had?
No, not at all. Okay. I was the guy that called yesterday and said I was over when going to the playoff game, and I actually went yesterday.
Are you one for now?
Yes.
I'm 1-0.
I thought about you last night at 7-0. I was going to tweet out, that guy that was worried about going to the game, now would be a good time to show up.
I was there for every pitch. Dan Steinberg retweeted a photo of my altered Harper jersey. I got a batting practice ball to bring home to my kid. Like, it was the perfect evening. And thank you guys for telling me to go. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you absolutely. For going. Thank I'm you. Glad that you did it. I'm glad that you were there for it, man. You deserve it after being in all those other terrible losses. Let's go to Mark in Winchester. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, thanks for the call. Hey, I want to thank all the fans going and all the season ticket holders and everything going to the game. And thanks for beating the Dodgers, taking them out early. And thanks for everything. It's a great season for the Nats. And
Good talk,
son. See you out there.
All right.
You're welcome.
There's a lot of thank yous. It's that kind of day.
Seriously.
Everyone's just nice to each other. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
Now you go first. There's two people somewhere in D.C. right now refusing to walk into a door.
I'm not going to go in that door till you go in.
You've got to go, with all due respect, sir. No, you've earned it. Why don't you go? And they're just going to stand there in the rain all day
long. Can I get you that coffee? I'll buy it for you. All in.
Let's go to Brent in D.C. on G&D. What's up, buddy?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Buddy.
Doing well.
Good. So I was at that game in 2016, and I was watching the Dodgers just storm when Kershaw came in, and they stormed the field, and they all won. And ever since then, I've hated the Dodgers. And I realized right before I made this phone call that I don't hate the Dodgers anymore. I was at the game last night. I saw us win. I finally let go of that anger, and so happy for it.
Have you let go of your 2012 anger of the Cardinals now, too?
Yeah, no, that's way gone. That's
relinquished?
Way gone.
Okay.
Out of there.
That's the beauty of exercising these demons. So I remember that 2016 series against L.A.
Right.
And the 2017 series against the Cubs, because mm-hmm. both of them were lost on the same field at the same time in the same game. I remember where I was. I was in the same seat. In fact, I was next to my guy Sean for a couple of those. I was sitting in front of the red box in left field, sections 106, 107, in a little walkway. And, in fact, the last time the Nats lost a Game 5 to the Cubs, so it added to the pile of 2012, and then the disappointment where they didn't hit and they got knocked out in four quick games by the eventual champion Cardinals and Giants in 2014. So then you get to the 2016 Dodger series in 2017 against the Cubs. Well, in 2017, they lose Game 5 after the dramatic Game 4 with the Strasburg gem. I was sure after the Taylor Grand Slam, this is it. And they scored 8 runs, and they should have won that game a million ways over. And it was bungled managerially a thousand ways from Sunday. And they lose the baseball game. Okay, they lose the game. It was a horrific fashion. Scherzer out of the bullpen didn't do it. Weeters had this weird lapse where he had the worst inning, worst 11 minutes of his life behind the plate. No one's ever lost a game the way that lost the game.
It was the craziest inning ever.
It literally, if Dusty Baker would have just done his job and asked for an opportunity to get a review, the whole thing's different and they probably win Game 5. But here I am, and I'm doing this interview with the City paper, and they said, would you mind if we watched like the last couple outs with you before the game? And I was like, yeah, no problem. And I'm thinking like, oh, it's going to be cool. They're going to be watching me watch the Nats advance. And it ended up being the worst thing ever. No disrespect to whoever this lady was who was doing this story. She was very respectful and professional. But she was like asking me these questions.
Not now, please.
In the ninth inning of this game, Kenley Jansen's pitching his butt off. And then they go to Kershaw a couple years earlier. And now it's like Wade Davis in his fourth inning of relief. And it's always the same thing. I'm like, oh, they'll get to Wade Davis. He's been on the mound too long. He's thrown too many pitches. And she's like, so what's it like as a DC sports fan to keep having these games happen like this? And I'm like sitting there answering the question while watching it. I mean, it was like the ultimate test of my professionalism and adulthood.
I would not have passed.
And I don't remember, Sean, you were next to me. I don't know if you remember this. And it's like, I'm trying to think of the other stuff she was asking. She's like, do you think that losses like this eventually will break this fan base? It was like one thing after another for this. They were doing like a night, it was like a whole night thing where they talked to different people in each inning, and I was assigned the ninth inning. And I remember just thinking after that, she walked away, and I'm like, A, that was the worst decision I've ever made. Let's start with that. B, I'm staring out at the field. My wife's next to me. I don't say anything for like 5 minutes. And the only thing I said was, and it's the only way you can kind of like pick yourself up in that moment, I was like, one of these years, they're going to win this game, and all of this will be worth it. One of these years. And it's now. This is it. It was the Dodgers game on the road. We didn't get to be there, but you watched it on TV. And I screamed so loud I woke everyone in my house up. And then it was last night. Last night was the night that 2012 was worthwhile for. 2014, when they couldn't hit the Giants. Okay, I don't care anymore. 2016, my angst, my anxiety, my issues released. 2017, everyone's forgiven now.
I mean, I think about it with regards to the Capitals. I mean, it took them decades, right, of being really good. They got bad for a little bit. And then this latest group with, you know, Backstrom and Ovechkin and company just kept smashing against the dam. That was the Pittsburgh Penguins and sometimes the Rangers, but mostly the Penguins, right? They've been the bullies forever. And you don't have to beat the bully in a fight every time. You knock his ass out once.
Okay.
It doesn't make up for the other 10 times that the Penguins stole joy from me when they weren't better. And the Caps outshot them and outhit them, outskated, out time of possession. Blah, blah.
See, I think we're different stories on that. To me,
but what I'm saying
it makes up for it all.
It doesn't make up for it, but I know that I finally got one. I got one, and that to me is so sweet. It count.
But
I will remember the time they got over it.
How much better was last night because of those times before this for you?
Yeah, because of the pain of years
don't
past.
Don't you think your night, how you felt this morning, how you felt getting into your car last night, don't you think that is heightened exponentially in words that are hard to describe because of all of the terrible things that happened before?
We are our experiences, right? The road that we walked. And if it took that road to get there, I'll do that again.
Mark Lerner last night in the clubhouse looked at me and he said, if we would have done this in 2012, we wouldn't have appreciated it. I really believe that. Like, you're just the new kid on the block who had this awesome year and now this magical carpet ride goes all the way to a series. No chance people would have had. They're like, oh, we'll be here all the time. Like, I love Juan Soto more than anyone in the world. I think the world of him. He has no idea how lucky he is right now that he's 20 years old, he's played one full season, and he's going to the World Series.
Like Jacob Vrana is a teenager getting like a tattoo on his wrist. And I'm like, dude, you don't know.
Talk to Ryan Zimmerman,
You don't know what happened to Dino Cicerelli, bro. You don't know what it was like for Langway.
Ask Howie Kendrick at 36, who got to the Angels right after they made the World Series and left the Dodgers right before they got to the World Series, how easy it is to get there. Grant and Danny taking your calls, 800-636-1067.
The Washington Nationals are in the World Series for the first time in franchise history, and Louisville Slugger has been making bats since 1884. And BigTimeBats.com is releasing this Nationals World Series two-tone bat. The full-size bat has the team colors with a red barrel and blue handle and has the World Series and Nationals Curly W logos with the NL Champions logo laser engraved on the bat. The full-size bat is limited to 5,000 individually numbered bats and sells for $129.95 plus shipping. Also available is the World Series team signature bat with the facsimile signatures of the players and the World Series and NL champion logos. Both bats can be purchased in a stunning two-bat set. Go to BigTimeBats.com now to order or call 866-280-BATS. Call 866-280-BATS for this historic Nationals first playoff series win bat. Trademark and logos used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys deserve this. I don't often tell you thank you, but thank you for what you guys done this year. It's been incredible. It's been an unbelievable journey. And the only thing I'm going to tell you is that we're not
Randy,
take your day off tomorrow. Take your day off tomorrow. Let's go kick some butt the rest of the way. Hey, 1-0, 1-0, four more days. 1-0, four more wins. All right? Let it
run. So the rallying cry that the players love, everyone likes stay in the fight. That's the PC, Davey Martinez in front of the crowd.
That's on the T-shirt.
Natural slogan. But at the end of his speech to them after they clinched, he screamed, "Let it bleeping ride." And it was just like this kind of off-the-cuff moment, and the players love it. So one of the guys had a bunch of shirts for batting practice printed up that they've been wearing now that says, "Let it bleeping ride," you know, with like the hashtags for letters and stuff. But he closed out his speech that way, and they went nuts and started spraying their champagne, which was great. You heard him say 1-0. They've got to go 1-0 four more times, and they'll be World Series champions. Everyone's thinking about this. It's not something we've voiced yet on the show, but the Capitals won the Cup, and in the next season that they had, the Nationals have a chance to win a World Series.
There they go.
Just think about that. Now, we did our whole first 5 years as a show, basically, on the premise of it being DC's turn, and your entire shtick, essentially, was this town has nothing going for it and everything's terrible. And in the span of a year and a half, the Caps won the Cup and the Nats are playing in the World Series.
100%. And again, the Caps breakthrough. I really believe that we're not here in this way. The Nationals, obviously, are independent of the Capitals, and Alex Ovechkin scoring from his office doesn't affect a Steven Strasburg changeup. But what I mean is, just as fans, I don't think you get the atmosphere that you got without the Capitals doing it. I don't think when you're down 3-0 in the wild card game, you still have people going crazy without that breakthrough. I've said this about myself, and I know that there are thousands of fans just like me. The Capitals getting over Pittsburgh, winning that Stanley Cup, took the poison away. Because that's what it was. It's this built-up acidity, this built-up bile and poison. And terrible feeling like it's happening again, because it did. It happened again for decades. 30 years, basically, between moments of joy. Baseball teams getting ripped away. the pretend expansion teams that were coming to town that never did. The Padres were coming here at one point. We were going to be the D.C. Devil Rays at one point. None of it ever happened. And every time this group would be the favorite, they would fall by the wayside. And somehow it wouldn't work out. It wasn't even this one. It was every team, no matter what. And when they finally did it, there's an ease. There's a calm now. That's not the shtick anymore. D.C.'s not at the top of that list with cities with at least three major pro sports teams that have the longest championship game drought. They're off of that list. I don't have to do that again. Maybe ever. You're damn
maybe
right.
Maybe in a few years. Give you some time.
Well, they have to go a long way before they start to get up to the top of that list.
Let's have a groundbreaking segment here. Let's do our first ever Grant and Danny Love Fest for the Nationals fantasy draft. We'll go back and forth rapid fire. The National you love the most.
Let me get the roster.
Paper, rock, scissors real quick for first pick.
All right, so you go 1, 2, 3 and then shoot, or 1, 2, 3 and shoot?
1, 2, 3, shoot.
1, 2, 3, shoot. 1, 2, 3, shoot. Grant's first.
All right, I got the first pick. Ready?
For the record, paper. He went back to paper. I switched to rock. Advantage Paulson.
So I'm debating between two guys with my first pick in the Grant and Danny Love the Nats fantasy draft here. I'm going to take a little bit of a surprise. 20-year-old Juan Soto.
No, I knew you would. That's a GP pick. Man, this, I'm going to have to go on a limb here. Who do I take? Oh, Max Scherzer.
Okay. I'm going to start my rotation with Steven Strasburg.
Enjoy that. Enjoy Stras.
Who are you taking?
I'll take an MVP candidate, if that's fine. I'll take Anthony Rendon.
That's fine. I'll take a shortstop in Trey Turner.
Oh, that's a good pick by you. All right. Okay.
Third round pick. Where
third
you going?
Round pick for me. Let's do.
Who do you love most?
Who do I love
got
most?
Got a lot of options here.
How about Mr. National, Ryan Zimmerman?
Okay.
For the clubhouse.
Good.
Yep.
I'm going to take. I'm going to take Sean Doolittle back
in
my bullpen.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
He was
about
in my
that.
Queue, so you took Doolittle. I will take. Let me see. What do I love so much? Oh, I love good at bats. I love lasers all over the field. Anybody do that? Howie Kendrick, please.
Okay, you want a veteran presence?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with another kid. Here. I'm going to go high athleticism. I love center fielders who go gap to gap. Give me Victor Robles.
Good pick by you.
A little bit of a future pick.
That's certainly what
that
is.
Want to build around him.
Yeah, that's what that is. So I'm going to have to do a little something where I take, again, I'm all of a sudden skewing veteran here. This is what's happening. But I love Anibal Sanchez. I love Anibal Sanchez.
Wow, you have an
a bit
old
of a
team.
Hipster pick right there. I'll be honest with you. Hipster pick.
I am going to take my hipster pick next. For right now, though, I love quality at bats. I love drawing walks, and I like slapping the ball all over the field. Give me Adam Eaton.
You can take Eaton.
Big now. Adam Eaton guy.
Good spot for Eaton to go. That's a steal at that spot. I'm taking Kurt Suzuki because
okay.
I like guys that reinvent themselves. I like good backstops. I like good teammates.
I'm a mark for this guy. Let me see if you can guess who it is. He's 32, eighth year in the big league, first year with the Nationals. Who is it?
32, eighth year in the bigs. That is Herto Parra?
Brian Dozier.
Oh, Dozier.
I get steamed up Dozier. For Brian Dozier.
He's a fun
let's
guy.
Let's go two more rounds. You get two more picks.
All right, so what I'm going to do now is I got to pick up Proud Papa. Let's go Daniel Hudson. Someone's got to close game
damn,
for me.
Damn, I wanted Huddy.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to then take Patrick Corbin. You know, he struck out 238 this year.
No, he did. He did do all of that. Well, you're going to have to give me Tanner Rainey throwing 100 with a slide piece and a clean slate yesterday. Tanner Rainey for me.
Good for you.
I like Tanner Rainey.
Good for you.
Tanner Rainey doesn't know I'm alive yet. But
still available. Fernando Rodney. Matt Adams, Asdrubal Cabrera, and Gerardo Parra and Michael Taylor among the key pieces. I'm going to go with Yan Gomes. Yan Gomes is here,
everybody. Yan Gomes is here.
Yan Gomes is here.
I feel like I couldn't draft
catcher
him with
some
conscience.
Power. Who are you taking?
Matt Adams for me. I like me some big city.
Okay.
Wanted to come back, so he did, and all he does is swing for the fences.
Let's just round out the draft because now I want to see who goes last. I think we're down at this point among the key pieces. The Kurt Suzuki.
I got Suzuki.
Oh, you took Suzuki.
Yeah, took Zook.
All right, so we got Parra and Michael Taylor. You see anybody else there? I'll take Michael Taylor. You get the baby shark.
That's fine.
Is that fair? How
That's
did he go
fine.
Last in the draft? It's tough. Tough sledding here.
And because you guys avoided him, I'll take Aaron Barrett and Wilmer Defoe.
You got the Bear and
well,
Defoe.
You can definitely have Wilmer
Defoe. In the Thommy supplemental draft.
Very nice. That's a good start to your roster, Thommy.
Can I trade a future pick for Joe Ross because I like the guy? Such
yeah,
a nice
you
could
probably do that.
Nice, sorry. Don't
all right,
Ross.
For my future, if we're starting our future draft, I'll take Carter Kieboom.
All right.
Luis Garcia.
You can't do two.
Yeah, I just took two.
You can't double tamp a triple stamp.
I just took two guys. They were going to the World Series. What rules do we have here?
Jackson Rutledge for me was on the show.
We're making up this game as we go. AJ in Temple Hill, you're on Grant and Danny. How are you? AJ?
Hey!
Hello, friend. Happy World Series.
Hey, you know what? I fell asleep waiting on you guys.
No way. Wake up, AJ. The Nats won the World Series. It wasn't a dream.
Man, that's what I was thinking. I was dreaming about it, and then you called me. I honestly fell asleep.
That's so funny. That's great. Well, now you're awake. What's up, bro? Now you're on the air. What do you got?
Man, I was just thinking. I was telling you guys, so much has happened in this process. Rizzo, man, I always hear him. And he's such an approachable guy to me. And he's just, I just want to applaud him because he put the right pieces in place to make this puzzle a great picture.
Yeah. It was a great picture, but also a great pitcher. A lot of good pitchers.
All at the same time.
My guy had a nap. He's refreshed, and his Nats are going to the World Series.
I like it.
That sounds like a great rainy Wednesday.
For a moment, he's like, well,
He's like, who is this? Who called me?
Happy pies.
You ever woken up
sprinkles.
When someone calls you and you have no idea where you are? He
yes.
just had that, except it was me and you on the
yes.
radio. He still thinks we called his phone somehow.
How'd you guys get this number?
Grant and Danny, who are you happiest for on the Nationals? What was your favorite moment from last night that you'll never forget? Answer those questions for us on The Fan.
Mike, you have a scouting background. You have stayed the course. How satisfying is this for you to be able to be standing on this stage as National League champions?
Well, I couldn't be happier. To all the scouts out there on the road working their butts off and the player development guys, we don't do this without you guys. We don't do it out with supportive ownership. We don't do it out a great major league staff and minor league staff, and the manager was outstanding. But it's all about the players. They're the National League champs tonight, baby. Here we come, the World Series. Let's go. Yeah.
Mike Rizzo has been waiting years to deliver that message on the podium, and he got to last night. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, welcome back. The Nationals are headed to the World Series. They'll take on the Astros or the Yankees. Houston's up 2-1 on New York. Game 4 in the Big Apple rained out today already. They've already banged it. It's postponed. So they'll push that game back.
Let's burn a bunch of pitchers.
Yeah.
Let's have everybody throw a bunch of innings. Every game goes into extras. You guys beat the hell out of each other for 7 games, please.
I would love a couple of 18-inning games.
Oh, sure enough.
Wouldn't
yeah.
that be fun?
Maybe it's cold there. I don't even know.
Now, a caller asked us yesterday, who would you rather play? And I said I wasn't answering it.
Well,
and
we can
I would
answer
today.
It now, can't we?
And the answer is the Yankees. And it's not close. I would much rather play the Yankees. The Yankees are really good. They have no starting pitching comparative to the Astros. Gerrit Cole could pitch 15 innings and not give up a run at this point in succession. Like a 16-inning game, you need him to go 15 and a closer to go the 16th, and you win 1-0. Justin Verlander this year was probably the best pitcher on the planet. He is the American League version of Max Scherzer minus the back injury and the recovery this year. And then just for good measure, they went and traded for Zach Greinke, who absolutely carves against the Nats and who he struggled here of late. But is one of the 10 best pitchers in baseball.
The Yankees lineup is absurd.
It's
they're going to hit a billion homers, whether it's Sanchez, LeMahieu, a guy that hit almost 30 homers and hit 330. People thought he was a Coors Field guy. Nope, just a hitter who wakes
I'll
up, gets out of bed,
Houston's
and hits.
Lineup over New York's.
But that's what I was going to say. And Gleyber Torres hit 40 homers. You saw his impact. Aaron Judge is a home run hitter. Nothing but guys that hit bombs. They can go quiet, though. They could strike out. That Astros lineup, top to bottom, is just a buzzsaw. To get through. They are so, so, so good. And you mentioned the staff. It's phenomenal. The Yankees have a bit better bullpen, in my opinion, but I think that's going to matter a lot less when you've got those three horses. Cole, Verlander, and Greinke, to me, are the best trio that exists. With all due respect to the Nationals' big three, who just kicked everybody's butt on the way to the World Series, that threesome is unbelievable.
Yeah, there's, in terms of resumes and all-time performances, there's probably never been a three assembled like that in modern baseball. You've heard about the Braves trio.
Go back to the
Nationals
Dodgers, like
have
the
a 50s, great one.
Yeah.
Some other teams have had some really good ones, but that one's on another level. Can I hear the final call from last night, please, from Charlie Slows? Charlie, who's been calling Nats games since 2005. He is one of the longest tenured baseball people in D.C. at this point. He predates Ryan Zimmerman with this organization. Last night got to call the final out. On the way to the World Series, here it was, right here on The Fan.
Hudson has the sign now from Gomes. Coming set. Looks like they want to go in. Here's the kick now. The pitch, fastball, is hit in the air to left center field. Robles calling for it. He's under and waiting, and he makes the catch! He makes the catch! Bang! Soon go the fireworks! A National League Championship winning! Curly W is in the books! And for the first time since 1933, we'll have a World Series in the nation's capital!
Six straight wins since Game 3 against the Dodgers. 16 of 18 going back to the regular season. Since May 24th, now 82-40, a .672 winning percentage, which over 162 games would mean they would have won 109 games. This has not happened before. Smell the roses. Enjoy it. Let's go to Jim in Falls Church on the Fan. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Grant, Danny, I've heard you both say in the past 48 minutes of me listening, Matt Adams wanted to come back. Wanted to come back. This is a clubhouse that is serious, and these guys are serious. I wish they had a fifth starter. I really do. And unfortunately, you know, I think you know who it might be. But being as what it is, I put them up against either one of those teams, and I've already been to Hollywood and put the money down.
Really?
There you go.
Yes.
Attaboy.
I've already been there.
Oh, you know what I just thought about for the first time today? My bet, my preseason bet that they'd win the World Series. $1,400 could be your boys.
You did that?
14 to 1, $100
bet. The over 89.
I did that.
And you did the World Series bet.
So I thought I did that. A league championship series, and I didn't, which is a complete botch. I did over 89.5.
Yep.
Division champions, that one caught fire. That didn't happen. And then I did winning the World Series 14-1.
It's all part of the Grant Paulson Kennel Club, just taking underdogs everywhere.
Let's go to Joey in D.C. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thanks
for
taking my call.
What's up, man?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know you're going to get shredded by the Yankees in 5 games this year. Shredded.
The Yankees. Well, the problem is that they're down in their series. And as of right now, it doesn't look like they're getting to the World Series. So good luck with that. While you're trying to scratch and claw to get back into the World Series, and while you're desperate for wins because you're trailing, I'm just going to enjoy getting ready for the next week for Game 1. Because I don't know about your team, but my team's headed to the World Series.
And listen, the Yankees might very well beat the Nationals in the World Series. They're really good. But you got to get there first. And you can have your tough guy talk then, I suppose.
Good luck scoring, by the way, after Gerrit Cole walks 6 and you still can't cross a run across the plate. Have fun with that. Maybe try to score before the 9th inning next time.
Judah!
Let's go to Linda in Falls Church. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Hi, guys. Listen, first of all, I need to give you guys props. 106, excuse me.
You're fighting like we are.
We're all
we get
dealing
it.
With it, Linda.
Oh, I know. 106.7 is the best radio broadcast station around. I'm giving
lady.
You props, and I'm giving Charlie and Dave props because some of those games that I watched when Masson wasn't announcing, I muted the TV and I listened to 106.7. I'm a born and bred Washington native. I watched the Senators walk out of here and become the Texas Rangers. I watched the Nationals come in. All I've ever wanted to do was see a World Series in my hometown, and I wanted to be at one of those games. And, guys, I'm getting ready to cry, but I am going to one of the games with my brother.
I love it.
I'm going to be at the game on Saturday, October 26th, and I'm going to actually see a World Series in my hometown. And I am so ecstatic. Something magical happened with this team. We went to the wild card. We beat L.A. We beat St. Louis. It's all been for one big reason. We're going to the big dance, and I honestly believe that we can come away with another prize. And I'm just totally, and I'm going to enjoy my 50% off pizza tonight. I'm going to order it.
It's going to taste so good.
And watch, there you go.
And watch some of my DVR programs. But I do.
What do you
I
got
have
on
to let
DVR,
you know.
Linda?
What's in the queue?
You know,
Linda?
I am a curious
oh my God.
Guy.
Comedy, Chicago PD, all of these shows. And I DVR'd last night's game.
Watch that again. That's better than Chicago PD.
Yeah, watch that first inning.
What's
and then
the
maybe
chance she's
the
got Masked Singer DVR'd?
Oh man, I don't get what I don't get. To me, that's the dumbest idea in the world for a television program.
It really is dumb.
It's people going, it's so I dumb. Don't believe it. Like that's the show.
So when I first heard about it, my first thought was, wow, that's dumb, and I'm strangely interested. And then when I watched it for 5 minutes, I thought, this is so much worse
than
I ever
imagined. How did they string 30 minutes out of it? I don't get that.
And the worst part is, as someone that watches it, they always guess the same people.
Right.
So Jenny McCarthy, every week when she hears a new singer, she'll go, you're Sherri Shepherd. Why do you think
Who
that everyone
Sherri
is Sherri Shepherd?
Why is anyone Sherri Shepherd?
But she's always guessing that it
Does
is her.
Does she know that Sherri Shepherd's on the show in one of these costumes?
I think she might have been tipped off, so okay. Now she's just saying Sherri Shepherd every time a woman gets on stage.
Does she suspect it's Sherri Shepherd because Sherri Shepherd like provides vaccines to people and McCarthy's very concerned about that? Like, what are we doing?
You were really desperate to get that
I
zing
wanted
in.
To get it in. She shouldn't be on
you
television, by
so
the way.
So badly
she's irresponsible.
Wanted that
she had to
zing.
Take an inhaler to get it all out.
Danny
I wanted that so
bad. Was fighting for that zing.
I had my finger up to make sure I said that.
He's got something. Where is he going? I didn't know it was there, but you wanted that one.
I like Ken Jeong, but I wish someone would give him an acting role instead of whatever that is. That guy's funny. He's wasted putting his hands on his face like Macaulay Culkin in the mirror.
I still can't laugh.
It's the dumbest idea for a show ever. Antonio Brown did it once.
I still can't laugh.
Oh, I got you. My friend Grant Paulson's fighting it. We're going to break.
Sorry about that.
One more segment. Your call's left. 800-636-1067. The Washington Nationals are in the World Series for the first time in franchise history. Louisville Slugger has been making bats since 1884, and BigTimeBats.com is releasing the Nationals World Series two-tone bat. The full-size bat has the team colors with a red barrel and blue handle and has the World Series and Nationals Curly W logos with the NL Champions logo laser engraved right on the bat. The full-size bat is limited to 5,000 individually numbered bats and sells for $129.95 plus shipping. Also available is the World Series team signature bat with the facsimile signatures of the players and the World Series and NL Championship logos. Both bats can be purchased in a stunning two-bat set. Go to BigTimeBats.com now to order or call 866-280-BATS. Call 866-280-BATS for this historic Nationals first playoff series win bat. Trademarks and logos used with permission.
It's the Nationals, everybody's talking about the Nationals, the Nationals. The Nationals, everybody's talking about the Nationals.
We got the best coaches and hitters too. You know they're gonna score a lot of runs for you. So go on out to the park today. Cause hit me up, coach, I'm ready to play.
It's the Nationals, the Nationals. Everybody's talking about the Nationals.
Where you at, Keith? Let's go.
Come on, Keith.
Nationals,
bring it home,
Nationals.
Keith Elgin. This gets me hyped when Keith kicks in right now.
We're seeing playoff time is here again. Go tell your family, go tell your friends. Come on down to the park today. The Nationals are going all the way. Nationals.
Great
the
Danny,
Nationals.
Welcoming you back.
Everybody's talking
the World
about
Series
the Nationals.
Bound Nationals have Nationals. Spent 4 hours today Everybody's sleeping while we were on, I'm sure. But you guys have made this fun and enjoyable, and we will have all kinds of great Nats guests for you. Didn't even bother hitting anybody up with the team today because I got a text from someone from the Salt Line at 5 in the morning, and they were still there. And I just assumed they kept going for a little while. They're probably getting to sleep sometime while you and I are pulling up at the station.
Yeah,
today.
I got a 3:45 response from one person, so I imagine their night wasn't ending anytime soon.
A congratulations to this fan base, to those of you that were there throughout this season, that were yelled at in your own ballpark by visiting fans that had to deal with Mets fans at Nationals Park, who have been through the gamut this year of the ups and the downs, and there were more downs than ups for a while. Tip of the cap. What an environment last night was to everyone who purchased a ticket and was in the ballpark. Good on you. It was great. If you were wearing your red at home, living and dying with this team, way to go. If you've been a part of this ride on the air with us in any way, congratulations. I just tallied it up for the starting rotation. Attaboy to that group. 27 innings for the four starters in this series for the Nats. 40 strikeouts and 6 walks. 13 hits allowed.
Wow.
27 innings, 40 strikeouts. 13 hits. Jeff's in Laurel. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff.
Well, boys, for that Yankee guy that called in and says they're going to shred the Nats, he must not know that the stars have aligned and the baseball gods are on our side.
Baseball gods,
Jeff.
Again, last night, how could Gold Glove candidate Wong not catch the pop-up? He knows Martinez sucks. How does that fall in? Then Wong drops a force out at second base. Finally, it didn't have any outcome on the game, but the Nats fans get to see Baby Shark come up, Para, and he actually gets a hit so they can go crazy. And the final piece of the puzzle, bases loaded, two outs, routine ground ball to Dozier, he bobbles it. Oh, my God, 8 million people see us losing a 7-0 lead, losing 3-0. But he recovers, he throws him out. It's a ball game. I mean, whatever happens from here on in, what a great ride it's been.
It has been great. And that's Baseball Gods Jeff. He's got the tally going. He's got the sheet in front of him. And he, so far, has a little something cooking. Now, again, I prefer the stars are aligning, but you call it what you want.
Sometimes the baseball gods like get a sandwich, like when Jose Martinez drills a ball off the wall and it's a two-run double. Then the gods like weren't doing something. I don't know when they're active, when they're not.
His point might be that that ball gets out a couple years ago.
Oh, I see.
Glenn in North Carolina, how's it going?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Great day for everybody. Yeah, first things first, where can I get the Calma cover?
That's a great question. I think we tweeted it out. At Tom Daly 2, our producer, you can find it there.
Perfect. I'll look for that. Shout out to Federal Baseball real quick. Those guys are awesome. But thanks to you guys for getting me back into baseball back in 2012. I grew up in Fredericksburg. I was never really into baseball. I was listening to the show back then. You said, watch the team. They're good. The starting pitching is good. The games are quick. Since then, I've listened to, you know, Charlie and Dave regularly. I've gotten to learn baseball watching the Nationals.
Awesome.
And, you know, we got to go, you know, my playoff heartbreak, we were there for the 18 NLDS game. Stood there the whole time. My wife and I went up. She was freezing cold.
It was the coldest night ever. And thank you so much for the compliment. It's kind of you to say. Appreciate you. Let's wrap up the show with our guy David in Bethesda. What's up, Dave?
All right, I want to come down tomorrow. We got the Howie Kendrick MVP Mama Lucia special, and I want to feed you guys tomorrow at 12:30.
Whoa.
Can we do it?
That's above my pay.
There are all these rules.
Tom said, what is it? So, yeah, let's ask that question first. What is the Howie Kendrick special?
You asked me about a month and a half ago to fill a plane with lasagna, and I said no. The Howie Kendrick special is a side and a pasta salad and a huge piece of meat lasagna with Mama Lucia's famous garlic bread. And you don't have to do anything for it. Just let me bring it down for the four of you or however many there are up here.
You're a sweet man. Here's what I got to do. I got to run this up the flagpole to our boss because
there are legal rules and
if
stuff.
If we were the Junkies or somebody cool, we would just do it and apologize later. But we get yelled at more than they do. So, yes.
All right, Grant, you have my phone number.
All right, I'm going to contact you, David.
That got really serious right then.
Yes, I do have his phone number.
Text me.
All right, I'm going to hit you up. I got to ask my boss first. We got to go, though. I'd love to do this show for 10 hours today. This is fun.
World Series.
Stealing a paycheck.
World Series.
The Nats are going to the World Series.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.